Welcome back. You're watching Tip TV Finance. Me, Jenny Hammond, Zach Mir, and in the studio now we have Budgie Wright from Barbican Square Limited to look at the property market outlook. So what are we seeing, Budgie?
Well, to continue the theme from last time, we have seen a slowdown in London due to transactional costs, the uncertainty still surrounding Brexit. There is a, certainly from a domestic buyer's perspective, a bit of a stalemate because it's now so expensive with the stamp duty and the additional costs if it's a second home to just transact across from like to like properties that people are very much taking a breath about that.
Well, what I found was surprising is one in four property sales in the UK in this last quarter have been second homes or buy-to-let. And I think considering what's happening in the buy-to-let market, that's quite a surprising result, no?
Well, I think it might be if it wasn't for the fact that we're still in a virtual zero, well, we are in a zero rate situation as far as interest is concerned, looking for other assets to generate income or to generate profits is still a very, very tough game at the moment, given the parlous nature of everywhere in the world, as we see from the geopolitical situation, anywhere we like to look. So I think people are still sticking with what they know, even though it's become much tougher. So there are still profits to be generated if you know what you're doing and if you have a very long-term view. Again, the people that are caught out in property markets are always the people who look too short-term. If you ride out a 10 to 15-year cycle, it'd be very difficult for you to not make money one way or another.
Something I find that's quite encouraging is property funds are cancelling sales as investors are returning. So is this really showing that people are stopping panicking post-Brexit?
Well, I think that we're still only post-Brexit decision, but it's looking longer and less immediately damaging. We've seen the drop in sterling, but we've not seen a complete crumble yet of the economic scenario in the UK. And so people are saying, well, if it hasn't collapsed and it should still form part of my balanced portfolio, then why would I not look for bargains? There are discounts from developers. There are discounts caused for overseas buyers by the collapse in sterling or the drop in sterling. It's not a complete collapse. It's a more affordable market currently than it was 12 months ago, and people are looking at it with that in mind.
You mentioned the overseas buyers. I mean, how much is the number of overseas buyers changed over the last 6 months? Was it more before Brexit? Has it now become less?
There was a hiatus pre-Brexit, which we talked about back then. You know, we talked about it before the vote, that the uncertainty there had stopped people in their tracks, certainly the more speculative. Again, I think there has been a resurgence, and you know, from talking to my friends in the high street agents in the West End in Mayfair, they're saying that they're much busier than they were pre-summer, so just post-Brexit, and they are getting back to normal levels of activities.
Foreign buyers coming in or not?
Foreign buyers are coming in, certainly from China and Hong Kong. Again, we've seen a resurgence there. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but I used to live in a place called Conduit Road in Hong Kong, and four doors down from where I used to live, a parking space just sold for $620,000 US.
Yes.
Parking space. So when you look at that, so that's what, 500,000 pounds, when you look at that in the context of what you can still buy in the UK in prime areas and growing areas, it does show you that there is still value perceived from an outside perspective, depending on where you live and what your situation is.
But what's surprising is with the pound being so low, still Germany is overtaking the UK now as the top place for property investment. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's for the last decade or so, there's been good investment and smart investment into Germany. Again, there has been a switch, and with the uncertainty of us, if you like, as the UK, and certainty that Germany is going to remain as long as it can at the helm of whatever shape Europe ends up being in the next decade, it's certainly another haven for funds, and one would assume that if it all falls apart and Germany returns to the Deutschmark or whatever, that they will be the strongest of what is left, and hopefully we will be strong when we are out, in whatever shape or form. I think that the Latin markets are still probably uninvestable at this stage unless you have a very, very high risk tolerance. because we haven't seen any real strength in the economies there. You don't know what is France with the taxation at 70% and potentially a right-wing government there, depending on how things happen. There's certainly uncertainty there. So I think Germany and us are the two bets in Europe.
Mm. Fantastic. Vajit, thank you so much. Well, coming up next, we have Charlie Morris, who's going to be talking. Well, he's the head of multi-asset for Newscape Capital Group, and we'll be talking about Bitcoin. Don't go anywhere.